Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. South Korea's Joint Chiefs of Staff says that North Korea attempted to fire an unidentified type of missile early Sunday, but the launch failed. The U.S. Pacific Command said it also detected the launch but could not tell what kind of missile the North Koreans had tried to fire. In a statement, the Pacific Command said the missile blew up almost immediately. The failure comes one day after North Korea showcased nearly 60 missiles, including one suspected to be a new intercontinental ballistic missile, at a giant military parade to mark the 105th birth anniversary of the country's founder, the late Kim Il-sung. The failed launch also comes as U.S. Vice President Mike Pence is making his way to South Korea as part of a 10-day Asian trip. The vice president is scheduled to land in Seoul on Sunday. Scores of Syrians were killed and dozens of others wounded in an explosion Saturday on a bus convoy carrying thousands of evacuees. Details were sketchy late Saturday as rescue workers combed through the wreckage near the northern city of Aleppo. The opposition website Enab Baladi, citing preliminary information, said at least 80 people were killed. Syrian rescue workers known as the White Helmets said their volunteers were able to remove at least 100 bodies from the scene of the blast. The group was traveling to Aleppo from Fua and Kafraya, that is, after they had reached an evacuation deal to leave their homes. By late Saturday, monitors from the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said the convoy near Aleppo was underway again. This is VOA News. Turkish voters go to the polls Sunday, and President Recep Tayyip Erdogan concluded his long referendum campaign with a rally in Istanbul Saturday. Erdogan told thousands of supporters waving Turkish flags that they can shock the world by voting yes. He said, "My siblings, is it possible to continue forward without taking any measures, without learning any lessons after all the things Turkey has lived through? The only agenda of those who sing praises to the past system is to protect their own interests." Meanwhile, thousands gathered in the Kurdish-dominated city of Diyarbakir on Saturday for an opposition party rally in support of a no vote in Sunday's referendum. Erdogan has long championed the idea of changing Turkey's system of government from parliamentary to presidential. He's calling on his countrymen to vote on 18 constitutional changes that would, among other things, abolish the office of prime minister and hand all executive power to the president. Pope Francis Saturday denounced how migrants, the poor, and the marginalized see their human dignity crucified every day through injustice and corruption. In his Easter vigil message, the pontiff compared the desperation of those who visited Jesus' tomb to the faces of migrants seeking a better life. He said their faces mirror the faces of women, mothers who weep as they see the lives of their children crushed by massive corruption that strips them of their rights and shatters their dreams. Francis presided over the solemn late-night ceremony in St. Peter's Basilica at a time of heightened security fears following a spate of Islamic-inspired attacks and tensions over Europe's migrant influx. Clashes broke out Saturday in downtown Berkeley, California, as supporters and opponents of President Donald Trump exchanged blows, threw bottles and cans, and fought with police. Officers in riot gear fired tear gas and tried to separate the two groups. At least 9 protesters were arrested during the brawls. The fighting broke out during an event organized as a so-called Patriots Day free speech rally and picnic by conservative activists. The Berkeley protests coincided with rallies in dozens of U.S. cities where thousands demanded that President Donald Trump release his tax returns. For more on these stories, visit our website, voanews.com. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.